Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is host Michael Long. Welcome to Journey Into the Light. On today's show with Carla Metzke, we're going to be playing an encore of one of her best shows played in the past. So sit back and enjoy. Journey in Light will be back on this afternoon, evening at 6 o'clock Eastern Time, okay? 6 o'clock Eastern Time with a live guest taking calls for free readings, 6 o'clock Eastern Time. So here's the best of Carla Metzke.
She told me that she had recently gone to a workshop where she learned techniques for helping people make immediate changes, not overtime changes, but changes right now, instant change. And she asked me if she could show me how it works. And I said, of course I agreed to that. I wouldn't want some instant change. And so she said, what would you like to see changed in your life? And I responded on something that I've been working really hard on, trying to get changed in my life. In my other life, half my life I spend doing shamanic healing for all of you, and the other half of my life, I'm a strategic options trader. Now, I know those seem like opposite worlds, and in many ways they are, but it keeps both sides of my brain balanced. So I have a little psychological problem with my options trading, and that's not uncommon, oh, by the way. That's one of the challenges of options trading, is that it teaches you exactly who you are, and it forces you to come clean with yourself and have really clean psychological habits. So I've been working on a little piece of it, and I described to her what it is and why I've been reluctant to change and what change I'd like to see happen. And she said, the first thing I want you to do is develop an abstract image that represents the trouble that you're having, the problem that you're trying to change. And so I came up with an image of a tree in the fall, but she said abstract, so I abstracted it. You know, you take a picture and put it through some Photoshop filter to make it abstraction, and I said, that's as good as I can do. It's a tree, but now it's an abstract tree. She said, great, it's gone. Make it gone. Put it away. So I did, and she said, now I want you to think of a wild animal. Ah, that sounds very power animal-y, I thought. But without thinking of it, what appeared in front of me was a hawk with a beautiful white chest and a curved beak and white-tipped wings. Now, he's kind of a narrow hawk, not a big broad hawk, kind of like a falcon. And I hadn't seen this before, but he was very clearly a power animal who had come in. And she said, that's great. I explained it to her. She said, that's perfect. Now, I want you to know, she said to me, I want you to know that I believe in you and I am holding your change in my heart. I am standing with you to manifest this change. And I said, that felt good. And she said, now I want you to breathe the hawk into you. So I did, and I merged with hawk. And then another image came, which was the image of what it will be like for me changed, with this whole thing changed. And I saw an image of a street light illuminating a narrow section of the road, and it feeling very safe in that lit area, and that outside of the area didn't matter. Only within that area, that illuminated area, was everything that I needed to know or think about, which is very, very clear for what my change needs to be in options trading. I'm not going to explain it to you because it's just not worth it, but just know that it really applied. And then I saw something further. I saw a ground squirrel inside that light, and the hawk saying, that is what I could hunt. Now, this is significant because when Diana and I first started speaking, I looked down and I noticed a ground squirrel. So now, she says, you are changed. It is happening. When you merged with that animal, when you breathed that animal in, the change begins. And I have to tell you that as I'm beginning my trading week now, I feel that change very, very clearly. The kinds of things that I was having blockages in setting my parameters on, now all of a sudden, yes, I can do that. It's really interesting. And I'm very thrilled with it. I think it's a great technique. But I want to share with you how that's shamanic and how it interfaces with the kind of healing work that I would do for a client. So if a client were to come to me and were to say, I want to change something in the way that I relate to the world. I feel like I'm stuck and I need to start looking at the world differently. One of the techniques I would use would go like this. I would take the person down into the sacred circle, and I would ask my grandmother Sunflower, the guiding spirit, to show us the person's problem in the form of a metaphor. Most often for me, those metaphors are pictures of nature. So it came up as a tree for me in my work with Diana, but for another person it might come up as, oh, I don't know, a rock or whatever. And then I would ask Grandmother Sunflower to shift the situation, to change it, to dismember the old in order to introduce the new. And a power animal would come in, a beautiful power animal would come in and dismember that situation, break it apart. If you go deeper into shamanic work, you'll find that dismemberment is one of the core concepts and principles of initiations in shamanism in order to grow more strongly with spirit. We undergo these things called dismemberments. And so that power animal would come in and would either dismember the metaphor or dismember the client themselves, and we would then instill new energy. We'd retrieve soul parts, we would bring in extra energy from outside, and we would connect the person to ongoing spiritual support, maybe that power animal and or ancestor beings or some other ongoing spiritual support. And then we'd ask to see the person in their divine perfection and see the metaphor changed. So whatever the initial metaphor was, would be changed into a new metaphor that was represented what was to become, how they were becoming different. So you can see that they're really similar. So whoever the gentleman is who came up with the psychological process that my friend was sharing with me, that gentleman is definitely working from shamanic principles. The power animal was the real giveaway, wasn't it? But I want to say that I think I have learned how I can modify my shamanic practice now to become maybe simpler for people. Maybe that they can engage with me in the way that Diana engaged me to my experience, the shamanic process, and she stood witness to it. I might be able now to shift my shamanic practice to help my clients be the one engaging as I stand witness to them, and I am also, as the shaman, able to see what they're seeing at the same time. So it's pretty exciting, and I want to say that I do feel tremendously different, that I feel that this blockage, which I've been fighting for many years, oh, by the way, I feel that it is resolving, and I look forward to this trading week being something that really makes everything really a big difference. So I think that's pretty cool. The power animals, how can we say enough about power animals? There's never a way of saying too much about power animals and how important they are to us. I was privileged to give a talk last week with the Guardian Spirit Network, And my talk was on family power animals for your tribe, for your family tribe. And we talked at first about how important it is to understand who the power animals are that oversee your relationships with your own family. Specifically for me, with my family of animals, and for my clients with their families of animals. And we did a little journey where I asked people to go into non-ordinary reality and then call their family members around them, and for the most significant of those animals to come and stand in front of them, and then journey through that animal's eyes to meet the power animal who oversees the collective relationship. So in our first call, that we did that, and people were really, they had great experiences, and they came back with power animals that were completely unexpected. I was thrilled with it, really, really happy. And then last week I did a follow-up call where people who had bought the program, there's a program you can buy, and they'd purchased the whole package, so they were able to come back onto the follow-up call, which was an hour and a half shamanic training. And that program, we did another journey, and I asked people to follow along with me as I took them into non-ordinary reality, and they would experience it for themselves. So the way that I do this, for those of you who have not taken my free course, I ask you to find a place in nature that you know and that you love and that you can use your imagination to go back to at any time and really be there. So first we begin by using our eyes and looking around. What do we see? And then after a couple minutes, I suggest that people start listening. What do you hear? And your imagination fills with the sounds of the spirits and the sounds of the world that you remember. But as you turn your imagination over to the spirits of that place, they share with you even more. So you'll see more, you'll hear more, you'll touch things and you'll feel more, you'll taste things and smell things and experience the emotion of the place. More comes through because we're actually entering into the non-ordinary reality aspect of that place. And so our mission on this journey was to ask to have the family power animal come to us, the family power animal who oversees the relationships between us and our tribe, our family tribe. Again, I focus on animals, so we were looking at our domestic animals and ourselves. But you could expand this. You could ask to see the family power animal who oversees your close family relationships, your close friend relationships, maybe your group of girlfriends, whatever. And this power animal is helpful to us because that power animal can explain why we are in these relationships. They can give you the background, perhaps past life background or energetic purpose background. They can give you perspective. And if there's rifts in your relationships or problems, they can heal them. And they can also do healing work on an individual in the family and at the same time be healing whatever aspect of that illness the rest of the family is holding for that animal. Okay, so let me give you an example of this. If I have a sick horse, which I often have, there is some aspect of that horse's illness that I am holding the space for. There's some aspect of that horse's illness that I hold responsibility for. I just do. And maybe it's because I didn't care for them well enough. Maybe it's because I have some expectation of them being sick. Whatever it is, some tiny part of me gives them the grace to be sick. I'm just saying. And I'm not causing them to be sick, but I have a resonance with their illness. I'm honest about this. That if I'm asking for that animal to be healed, I would be wise to also ask for me to be healed of any way that I resonate with that illness, any way that I'm holding the space for that animal to be sick. I'm just saying. I'm just being honest. And the family power animal gives us an opportunity to do this, to be really brutally honest and ask for that healing to be not only in the animal, but in all of the animal's relations who hold the space for that illness. I think this is really important. You've probably heard people talk about how animals are so sweet because they take on illness for us, right? They try to help us by taking on our pain. I'm sure you've heard that. It was a long time ago that I decided I wasn't going to believe that, that I thought that that was wrong thinking, because it puts us into some sort of a martyrdom relationship, or the animal into a martyrdom relationship, and we've got this whole victim thing going on and rescuer thing, and I just know that's not healthy. I know that it isn't. And it really became clear to me that what we're talking about in this way is we're talking about how we're all in the same shared energetic web. And so the illness of one is resonating in the other, whether they're holding the space on purpose or just because they're in the same energetic field. What we're talking about with the family power animal is healing the way that illness resonates in the rest in the group. And in so doing, it helps rid the client of the foothold of the illness. I just think it's a wise idea and worthy of our consideration. So when we're working shamanically, to ask for the network, the broader web, to be healed so that there's no place for that illness to keep its hooks in. So what does this have to do with Diana's way of working with me? It has to do with this whole idea of standing witness, which is what she was doing. When she said that, I am holding the space for you to step through this and to be complete and to be healed. And I see you healed, and I believe in you, and I wish it for you with all my heart and soul. She was standing witness to my healing. And standing witness is absolutely essential to the healing process. It's essential to shamanic work, and as you know, it's essential to ordinary reality healing too, the compassion, the touch, the willingness to be there for someone. Correlated to that, though, is standing witness to their illness and holding the space for that. So I ask you to think about being really, really clean. And in standing witness with your friends and standing witness with your loved ones, that you stand witness for them to be healed and whole and complete and resolved, and not enabling them to be anything other than that, not in any way. I'm just saying. The family power animal is a way of supporting that clear practice. It's a way of supporting that deeper web, that shadow side, and healing it as well. So I've come around in a lot of circles today. I've talked about a lot of different things here. And I just want you to know that the shamanic work that we're capable of doing when we cross between the worlds and we connect with our power animals and we connect with our spirits, that work is as profound as any healing that mankind has conceived. And if you can pair it with the amazing manifestations of ordinary reality, modern medicine, it's incredibly dynamic. It's incredibly powerful. I urge you to try it. I urge you to learn to journey and to connect with the spirit animals and ask for healing for yourself and for others. If you have not yet done a shamanic journey, take this time. Go to my website, spirithealer.com, and find the free training. It's I can't remember exactly where it is, but if you dig around up on the menu, you'll find it. It's a free download, and you can learn to journey quickly and easily and begin your incredible relationship with the spirits. So spirithealer.com for that. And lastly, before I close to this week's session, and I'm sorry I'm not taking callers because I'm actually recording this in advance. I'm in Utah right now with my husband. We're on vacation, and it's yummy, I'm telling you. Today we went to the Staircase National Monument, and we walked around back in those beautiful spaces. And there's one place where you sort of can go through a little canyon entrance into this beautiful cathedral of sandstone. And as I walked up, I realized that I should stop and ask permission and meet the spirits there and introduce myself. And this fantastic lizard spirit came forward. A resident lizard there, not some weird lizard thing, but the resident lizards of that land, a spirit of one of them came, and he was large and beautiful, and he puffed himself up and thank you for my asking and allowed me entrance into this beautiful place. So I plan on having those kinds of experiences throughout our trips through Zion and Bryce as the week goes on, asking the spirits of the land and the spirits of these beautiful places to resonate and sing and teach me and show me their magic and their beauty. It will be very, very, very fun. And next week, I'll tell you guys about it. I'll tell you what I have experienced with the spirits of southern Utah, of Zion and Bryce and all the places we're going to visit. But with that, I'm actually going to cut it short, a little bit short this week, and go get ready for bed. And thank you so much. This is spirithealer.com is where you can find me. And my name is Carla Meske, and I appreciate your listening to the show. Bye.